This is the Mr. Chris Hip Hop Podcast, episode number 92. Let's go.
Yo. Come on, let's go. Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Cross your arms, do a real tight.
Now jump.
Put your arms up real high.
Now jump.
Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Cross your arms, do a real tight.
Now jump.
Put your arms up real high.
Come on,
now just roll to the front. Roll to the front.
Yo, what up? What is up, my people out there, all my dance teachers? Thank you so much for tuning in to episode number 92. This is the Mr. Chris Hip Hop Podcast. You can get this podcast on Podomatic.com as well as my website, www.MrChrisHipHopDance.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at Mr. Chris Hip Hop, Instagram at Mr. Chris Hip Hop, and Snapchat at Mr. Chris Hip Hop. Facebook page is Zonda, Z-O-N-D-A, Flex, F-L-E-X. So, check me out. Also, send me email, Chris at MrChrisHipHopDance.com. All right, so the title of this podcast is called Eight Moves from Eight Flavors. Eight Moves from Eight Flavors. So the motivation for this podcast comes from an article that I read in Dance Spirit magazine. There's a dancer by the name of Charlize Glass that's on the cover. I'll put a link in the show notes so you can check out the article. Great article. But when I was reading it, it reminded me, I remember, you know, who she was. And I was like, yo, she used to be with a group called Eight Flavors. And I remember the thing about Eight Flavors was they had really, really good dynamic live performances. I mean, lots of tricks, lots of flashiness. You know what I mean? It was good. So I was like, let me do my research and go back and pull up some footage from Eight Flavors. Shouts out to YouTube, one of my resources. I was like, let me look at that. And then because I remember the thing about the crew that I loved the most was that they stuck to the foundation of hip hop. There was always something you could see, no matter how, you know, many different styles they did on the show, they were hip hoppers, right? So you've seen all the technique moves, all the feels, all the flavors in there. So I was like, let me go back and, you know, kind of inspired this podcast. So I picked out eight different moves. Now, all of these moves are tricks. So if you incorporate these into your class, just remember, you're going to need mats for these. And a lot of them involve two or three people on there. A lot of them will not translate to the younger ones. I mean, some of them will. But some of them are, you know, like, you know, the skills are kind of hard. So I don't know if your 3 and 4 year olds have their back handsprings yet, back tucks, but a lot of the stuff that they're doing in these are that. So I'm gonna say that this podcast is for the olders, but I mean, I have a 7 year old and she has her back handspring, back tuck, aerial, all those tricks now. Now, of course, she is, you know, she's a maniac. She works on it all the time. But I know that, you know, there's lots of studios that I travel to all over. And there's definitely some little ones holding it down. So don't exclude them all the way. But, you know, as a teacher, you'll know what skills for your older ones and then the younger ones. All right. So I'm going to put a link to the article. Read that on Charlize. Very good. But we're going to look at the crew that she comes from, which is Eight Flavors. And I have a link video on there. And it's a compilation of their performances on America's Best Dance Crew. So we got eight moves on there, and I'm going to give you the second, the minute and second mark so you can look it up. All right, so number one, the first move is at the 55-second mark of the video, and she does hand hop scissors and drops down into a double elbow or slash forearm freeze. So hand hops, her legs are kicking in scissors, feet are flexed. She does, I forget the number, it might be 4 or 5 of them, but it's like you're hopping on your hands, so you're in a handstand freeze, hopping on your hands, and you're switching legs, boom, boom, boom. But then she drops down a level to both forearms on the ground, hands on the ground, and does a double forearm freeze. Face is looking at the ground, so you're not touching the face on there. So the breakdown in that is, you know, you obviously you're going to start with your handstands, with all ages, and your handstand freeze, because you want to know how they, you know, position those in there. And then you also want to work on just the forearm freeze. So within that first one, before you get to the combination of how you put it together, there's three techniques that you have to work on. The handstand, actually four. Handstand freeze, then hopping while you're doing that, right? Switching legs, or scissors as we like to call it, and then the forearm freeze. So that right there, four techniques within move number one that you want to work on. All right, so number two. This one is at the 216 mark. It's a partner move. The front person does a roll into a split leg headstand, and the back person does a dive roll through the leg. So it's a double one. Front person does a roll, forwards roll, and stops the headstand. So that move alone is difficult, all right? Because there already you have that forward momentum. And then to stop that and put a headstand up, I mean, that right there, that can take a whole class, right? But definitely something to work on. Work on your headstands. Work on manipulating the feet when you're in the headstand, right? So once your kids get the headstand, have them, you know, bend their legs, straight leg headstand, and then split leg is what you're going for in this one. And then you also want to work on dive rolls. So this one can be a whole class where you got forwards rolls, dive rolls, headstands, right? And then for your older kids, like, if you know, of course, they'll have all of these moves. You give them a little set. Have them pair up on the mat in twos. And, you know, have one person roll and just try to stop it. Or you don't even necessarily have to go forward either. You can have them do a backward roll and try to stop it. But the challenge is stopping the momentum of the roll and sticking the headstand. You can actually have all of them do that at once, like across the floor, right? And then the same thing on the dive rolls. All right, so that's number two. That's a good one. Here's number three. It's at the 3 minute, 14 second mark. They did a three person trick, two holders, and they grab the middle person, pull them back, lift them, and flip them over. All right, so this move, you got, you know, you're holding the hand, and how you hold the hand is going to mean everything. So make sure you look at the clip a few times. Hold the hand, and then you kind of like drag them back. They sit down, and then you lower your, you know, their hands down low, and then help pull them up, and their legs come up in the air. And a lot of times, you see this trick done where they'll just do like a loop. So the legs come up in the air, and you set them down on the feet. But this one, they did the same move, rolled them back, legs up in the air, and then they did a backflip. So this is like an assisted backflip. But the way they went into it, from the pull down, legs up, and then the flip over, is the dopeness of that. So that's another great one for your older students. Number four, at the 4 minute and 12 second mark, they did another great three-person trick. The middle one did a back handspring. The two others caught the legs like they were spotting her, threw her back on her feet. And when they caught the legs, they went low like she was in a push-up position, right? So you got to have somebody be able to do the back handspring. But when they do it, two people are back there blocking or catching the legs and then lowering them down and then, boom, throwing them back over where they do a handspring off of that. But you're getting help from the two holders, right? So you take whoever has their back handspring already, put them together with two people, and all they got to do, the two holders, just catch the legs and then throw them back. But make sure they give them a little oomph. Like, the person doing the back handspring has to do their thing, but the two people on the side definitely has to give them a little oomph. All right, so that's a dope one. Number five, go to the 4 minute, 27 second mark. This is another great two-person trick. The first girl did a round-off back tuck. Now, that just stop right there. So if you have your round-off back tuckers, find them, locate it, because that person has to do a double, right? Not a double tuck, but two moves. First girl did a round-off back tuck, then went into a back bend, while the other girl runs in and does a front handspring off of her belly while she's holding the back bend. Now that one, that's a little scary because you got some height on there. Like, whoever does that back tuck, you got that's some height that you're doing a handspring off of. But I do believe that A Flavors did this move with heels on. So check it out. If it's a little scary going, because the way she went was like the girl did the back bend and then the other one's running like straight towards her, like her facing her knees, and she goes over her. But you could also do it sideways if they are afraid to hit that, you know, that the body is too long, even in the back bend. So you could do it sideways. Either way, still a great trick to work on, but you definitely need your back tucker. So this is more like, it's like you're doing hip-hop tricks, but you got acro in there as well. So you can kind of call this like an acro hip-hop trick class. So again, round off, back tuck, land it, and then, boom, front hand spring off. And everybody might not be able to do it. You might have, you know, a few people that can do back tuck, a few that can do handspring. A good thing to do is to work on the handsprings first on the ground. Then if you want to change the level, have somebody get on their hands and knees and have the other person do a handspring off of that person's back, right? So that gives them a little more height. In one of our dances, I have it where they do a head spring off of the person's back. But then if you want to go for and be there to spot them on the other side, because like I said, it's a lot of height, but go for the back bend, hold it, and then you flip off of that. So that's number five. Number six, go to the 612 mark on this great video of Eight Flavors. And this one is on the top of the prop. Oh, so she's on the top of this prop that they're dancing on, and she does swipes or master swipes. And swipes is a move, definitely a good foundational technique move. We use swipes one time in a ripple where I had a line of dancers on there and it just went down the line. Do, 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 do. But it's where your hands go back behind you and then your feet are like delayed. And you'll see, I put a tutorial link on there. You'll see it. But it's like hands over, then feet. Hands over, then feet. Hands over, then feet. All going in the same direction. But it's called swipes, S-W-I-P-E-S. So definitely add that to your hip-hop class. Link on there for a tutorial. And if you cannot do it as a teacher, like I said, don't be ashamed of that. I mean, I can't do any of the b-boy moves myself. Even when I first started teaching, I would come in before YouTube was out, before they could actually see somebody do it. I knew it because I was in a crew where we had breakers and poppers, and I was one of the poppers, but I knew the names of the moves, and I would look it up on Google. Shouts out to Google. And I'd print off an image of it and then put it on the floor or on the mirror all over the dance room and have them go around, pick one, and work on it. You'd be surprised what they get. Now, you know, you can see all this with tutorials online. So it doesn't necessarily have to be you as the teacher. It's like, I'm going to do the swipes. Maybe you can, you know. If you can, you can do the tutorial first. And then show it to them. It might help you to explain kind of it better. But if you cannot, no worries. Because the wonderful YouTube is here. And there are teachers all over and breakers all over willing to show the goodness of the craft. So, yeah, show them. Like a lot of times now, if I want them to do something that I can't do, I just pull up the YouTube clip. They all gather around me, look on the phone. They're on their phones anyway. Sometimes I'll put it in the Snapchat, in the group chat, send it to them. This is what we're working on today. So already have it in your head before you get there. And then I can help, I can explain, I can spot. But it doesn't necessarily have to be you doing it all that. So swipes, definitely add that in. Number seven, go to the 7-Eleven mark of the video. Again, this is the Eight Flavors America's Best Dance Crew video. And they did a sweet set. It had in there, I think they did two front crosses, one flare, and one elevator get up. Now, the flare. We've been working on the flare for some years now. But here's what I do want to say. On the flare, A Flavors did just one, and they didn't get all the way around. Now, the flare is a move, and I put on a flare tutorial on there. But the flare is a move that you see gymnasts do. A lot of times, they'll either do it on the floor exercise, or they'll do it on the pommel horse. And they'll be on there, and their legs are swinging around. And it's flaring. It's cool. Definitely take a look at the video. But A Flavors did one. And like I said, didn't get all the way around because that leg, when it cleared, it went right down on the ground. And then they used that for the elevator get up, which is a cool move. On there, I put that tutorial on there as well. So that's a good set to work on. Work on flares. You never know. You might have somebody I mean, I have a really good gymnast that came close to like 1.5, but was never, you know, she couldn't get the full 2, 3, or 4. But it doesn't matter. It's still a cool little move if you do a half of one into the elevator move. So that's number 7. And then, like I said, all these links are in the show notes. Check them out. The last one, number 8, for the eight moves from 8 flavors is the freeze that Charlize did on her article in Dance Spirit, which I thought was awesome because, you know, when you're getting interviewed and, you know, people are asking about you and they want to see pictures, you know, the real hip hoppers definitely hit you with some hip hop poses, and freezes are in there. That's techniques, the foundation. And so what she did was, I like to call it a V freeze. It's kind of like a Nike freeze, but she like one hand is on the ground and her legs in a V shape. And you'll see it. Go through the article and you see then there's like a section she took pictures. Legs are in a V straight and she's holding on to one ankle with the other hand. So like left hand down, legs in the air in a V, grabbing on one hand. Great freeze to work on. Cool looking. You can do it with everybody. You can do it with a few people. You can spot them. They can get up on one hand, try to catch them. A lot of times on the one-hand freezes, I would have them hold on to the ballet bar with one hand and then the other one on the ground until they get used to just balancing on that one hand. All right, so there you go. 8 moves from the group, 8 flavors, inspired by the Dance Spirit article on Charlize. Shout out to Dance Spirit for always putting out great content. And shout out to you, my dance teachers, for listening to this podcast. Make sure you get all of my music on iTunes and Apple Music and Spotify. Just put in Christopher Zondaflex Tyler, and it has all sorts of technique moves. 6-step face freezes, baby freezes, head, shoulders, knees, and toes. We just got done with Christmas. So the Santa Shuffle has been on there. I have a Tap album on there. So definitely check out all the material. And hit me up. Let me know, you know, what you think about the podcast. Let me know who you are. I've been seeing a lot of South Africa downloading stuff. I want some of my teachers to reach out to me, talk to me. Let me know how you ran across the podcast, what you think about it, what I can do better, what style and format the podcast you like. If you like it, if you don't like it, I would just love to hear some of your feedback. Also, if you have any questions for other teachers, this is actually something I would like to start doing is, if you have a question for other teachers out there, maybe I can put the question out there, like, you know, question of the day, or, you know what I mean? And then other teachers can respond via email with the answers and I can read it on the podcast. So, you know, just something, you know, to kind of get us a little tighter as a community, kind of knowing what we need, what we don't need, what we like. And it's always good to hear from you. Because I do get a lot of emails saying, appreciate the resources, appreciate the podcast, but, you know, it's always good to hear, to keep you going out here. Sometimes you do it, I'm like, why am I doing this podcast? Anybody listening? Is anybody out there? You know, but then, and then somebody will come through and it just encourages me, and I'm like, yes, yes, so I'm going to keep doing it. So, thank you so much for tuning in to episode number 92. So I hope you enjoyed it. And again, I think we are done with this podcast. And yeah, so enjoy, share it, like, comment, subscribe, and have a, as we wind down 2017, we're about to hit 2018. I hope your 2017 was blessed. Hope your 2018 will be even better. I'm so super, super thankful for 2017. So much growing, lots of traveling, one of my dreams came true too. I always had a dream to be able to go into schools and to do assemblies for a long time. That was a long time dream. And just, it's happened. I've been all over. If you follow me on Instagram or Facebook, you'll see some of the posts. But been loving that. Super thankful for that. Shouts out to Academic Entertainment for having me on board. And super thankful for all the studios that I've had the privilege and blessing teaching this year. And I hope to have more of that in 2018. All right, it's your boy, Mr. Chris Hip Hop. Thank you for tuning in for podcast 92. And that's all I got for you. I'm out.
Come on, let's go. Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Cross your arms, do a real tight.
Now jump.
Put your arms up real high.
Now jump.
Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Cross your arms, do a real tight.
Now jump.
Put your arms up real high.
Now
come on,
jump.
Now just roll to the front. Roll to the front. Roll to the front. Roll to the front.